This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Billis.
And today, it's a slightly stale tale. It came up last week, but we already had a show recorded for then, and I couldn't get to it till now. What's the best way to put this? I don't know. How would you put it?
I never expected the Russian investigation to actually have any effect on video games, but here we are.
Yeah, I think I would have put it more simply as Daybreak is fucked.
Well, that's kind of a given.
Oh my. Yeah. So, apparently, back on April 6th, I know this is coming straight from the reporting from Massively Overpowered, who I have great respect for. Also, by the way, just for transparency, this article and a lot of the investigation has been done by Justin Olivetti, also known as Sip, who is one of the hosts of Battle Bards, which is a partner show of the Gaming and Entertainment Network. So we do have a connection somewhat with Justin Olivetti. Just saying. That said, according to their reporting, and it has been grabbed onto by other, because there's many companies, many journalistic groups looking into this.
I would certainly hope so.
Oh, yes, yes. It's just, I trust Massively OP, so that's where I went to for the details. Looks like the Department of Treasury has targeted several Russian oligarchs in regards to their destabilizing activities during the 2016 U.S. election.
Right.
And, yeah, so this guy, Viktor Vekselberg, I guess his name is pronounced.
Something like that.
Supposedly owns, allegedly is a good word, the Renovo Group, which is a investment group, apparently. And
well, how does that have anything to do with these companies, especially Daybreak?
Well, there's a chain. Renovo apparently owns Columbus Nova, although that's in dispute by certain groups, namely Daybreak. Columbus Nova, according to their own statements from Daybreak and from, at the time, Sony Online Entertainment, which became Daybreak, when they were purchased from Sony, Columbus Nova purchased Daybreak, or the company that became Daybreak. But Daybreak says,
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just saying, I remember seeing the press release saying that this company had bought out Sony.
Yeah.
You know, the Sony projects.
The online entertainment, yeah.
Right. They were saying that, and I remember seeing Columbus Nova's name on there.
Right. They were proud to have been purchased by them. And it's like, how can you... And no, that never happened. Nope, fake news. What? No, it's not fake news. It's your own freaking press release. Oh, well, that was an error. What we're telling you now is the truth.
It's because you're under investigation now.
Yeah, now the Treasury Department and Justice Department are coming after these guys. And, from what I've been seeing elsewhere, this Vekselberg guy may have ties to the Russian mob and definitely has ties to Vladimir Putin. So, I can see why Daybreak would want to say, no, we have nothing to do with them. Nothing. No, look over there. No, nothing to see over here. No, just go look over there. Elvis! Is that Elvis over there? Yeah, go look. Oh my fucking God. But it gets worse.
But they add to the entertainment value.
They apparently have tried multiple times to edit the Wikipedia about Daybreak.
Uh-huh.
And got banned off of Wikipedia for it. Because people kept coming back and saying, no, here are cited sources saying this. And they kept trying to remove any comment, any relation to Columbus Nova. And they got a couple editors banned for keep trying to change things that are proven! Oh my God. But, you know, here's the thing. Apparently this Vexelberg guy, they've had billions of his money has been frozen by the government, by the U.S. government.
Right.
And they apparently want Columbus Nova or Renovo or whoever to divest themselves of their assets that belong to this dude, his portions or whatever he's got a hand in, and give that money over to Treasury.
Right.
Or to the justice, whoever. So it can be put into escrow and whatnot. Because that's what they do with frozen assets. Mm-hmm. And my immediate concern was, oh my God, what does this mean for Lord of the Rings Online? Because that's my jam.
Right.
And DDO2, I play that some. But, you know, no. LOTRO. It's all about LOTRO. And unfortunately, Turbine, a couple years ago, they divested themselves of the LOTRO and DDO teams. And let them create their own company, Standing Stone Games.
Mm-hmm.
And Warner Brothers and Turbine aren't publishing the games anymore. No. Daybreak stepped in to do that. So immediately I'm like, well, if Daybreak is swirling down the toilet bowl, which apparently it is, we'll get to that in a bit, but regardless of their lies or not, but what does this mean for Standing Stone Games? Because as far as I know, basically Daybreak is the one keeping them afloat. Or at mm-hmm. least they were at the start. Well, a couple days later, just a few days ago from when we're recording this, Standing Stone Games came out and said, oh, no. Worry not. We can't really comment about the whole Daybreak thing. But we're fine. We're going to be okay. Your games aren't going away. So that's good. Except I saw on Twitter that there's been a previous interview with one of the big honchos at Standing Stone Games who right. said that he directly reports to a guy that works at Daybreak. So who owns Standing Stone Games? Is it Daybreak? Is it Columbus Nova? Who knows? I don't. And
well, I know there's a lot of stuff getting kicked up ever since this started.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going down.
Somebody took a baseball bat to a hornet's nest and then apparently didn't realize those hornets would get mad. And so it is utter chaos when it comes to Daybreak. Between 70 and 100 people got laid off just a couple days ago.
Well, yesterday, Chief Publishing Officer Laura Navio, I think it is.
I can't pronounce that, Navalio. It's some French name.
She's left the company.
Yeah, I loved her quote on Twitter when she announced it. Let me see.
Right.
Moving on. The next adventure awaits. I'll drop some info, too. #... New beginnings, # stay gaming.
Yeah. In other words, I'm getting the hell out of here before it stains my name.
Let's see. What's a good word for that? Bail!
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting out of here while my name still has some money attached to it.
Wow. And now, to my knowledge, let's see, that came out on the 25th. So the layoffs happened the 26th, if I recall. So was maybe she was let go before the big layoffs hit? Maybe. Or maybe she bailed. Or I don't know, but
I'm sorry, if you're the chief publishing officer and you used to be the senior vice president, and you don't get that, you know, you don't get those positions without having, you know, some kind of smarts.
True.
So you see this shit coming, it's time to bail.
Yeah. Well, apparently she's already founded a new consulting company. So
of course she has.
Cool. Maybe she can consult Daybreak in how not to fuck everything totally.
I don't think it's going to help.
Well, no. And the thing is, I've followed Sony Online Entertainment for years.
Me too.
Before their Daybreak days. And doesn't this just feel like a very SOE thing to do?
Uh-huh.
They take a situation which is troublesome, something that could have been fixed, but it was obviously an issue if they had just, you know, handled it appropriately. But no, let's just do the absolute worst thing possible. And in doing so, I can't think of anybody that has any faith in Daybreak anymore. If you are playing one of their games, why? Why haven't you shut down your subscription or moved on? Because they're not going to be... they're done.
Well, I was a huge fan of the Sony Inliner Entertainment. I was so looking forward to the EverQuest Next.
Yes.
That, and then there was the side project that was kind of like a Minecraft in the EverQuest world.
Yeah. At least that got launched.
I was following that, and then their shit happened where it became Daybreak, and they just closed it up.
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't just that they shut down EverQuest Next.
They got rid of it. I mean, completely disabled, or disassembled it.
They stopped its development, and their reason was, it's not fun. Motherfucker, how do you know it's not fun? It hasn't even been in alpha yet. How can you say it's not fun?
I don't know. The teasers that they showed you
looked amazing.
That looked like a lot of fun.
Oh, God. And the thing is, people were enjoying, like you said, that, it's Land something or other. I can't remember the name of it now. I didn't actually get into the game itself, but you know, that side project, it was a building game where it used the same engine. And everything was destructible, but it was, you know, Minecraft, but with better detail. And it wasn't perfect. It wasn't a game that was going to, you know, live on forever. But they shut it down early, too.
But it was showing potential. It was showing more potential than almost every single MMO to date. And then it's gone. Or changed drastically.
Yeah, it completely shocked me that they didn't just go, hey, does somebody want to buy these assets? Buy this, you know, what we're working on here? Maybe we don't want to work on it, but, you know, we could at least get some of our investment back by selling it to a smaller team or whatever that wants to actually do it. Like, I hate to say it, Turbine sucks, and so does Warner Brothers, but when they wanted to get into the mobile gaming market only with Turbine, they at least cut loose their MMO teams and said, here, guys, form your own company, do your own thing. They could have done that with EverQuest Next. And that other game, they could have put them together and said, here, we'll sell them to EA, for example. I'm not saying that'd be a good idea. Just that would have been something they could have done. And EA could have gone, hey, you know, maybe we can actually get into the MMO market and have it work for us this time. Because their own MMOs don't tend to survive. So, you know, Sims Online. Anyway, point is, I know. But anyway, the thing is, they could have done that. There's plenty of companies out there that would have bought it, even if they paid pennies on the dollar. That's still pennies on the dollar more than they got from just shutting the door on it and going, fuck it.
Well, they might be holding it until, you know, they feel ready to start working on it again. So hopefully they can get that hype train up and running again. But by then, people are like, fuck it.
Reportedly, that is not the case. Reportedly, they just don't want to put money into it because it costs money to develop games. And they would rather just make money off the games they currently had out. EverQuest 2, EverQuest 1, you know, those are easy. They're already there. They could throw out an expansion here or there and otherwise make money off microtransactions. All they wanted was just something bringing in the cash. But developing a new game, whoa, no, you know, that costs investment. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to invest? Fine. Sell it to somebody else. Get back some of your investment. No, we'd rather just bury that in the backyard.
Like a turd.
How very SOE. How very stupid of them. And then this whole, hey, you know what? We're just going to say, oh, no, that we have totally no relation to them. But then when proof's thrown up in their face, you already said you were bought by Columbus Nova. No, 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 no. Believe us now. What we said back then, that was 3 years ago. Why would who's Columbus Nova? We don't know anything about a Columbus Nova. We're owned by this other guy, which turns out they might be. Maybe. Possibly.
Maybe.
Who fucking knows at this point, because the waters have been so thoroughly muddied. How can anybody believe what is being said? I'm sorry, I'm going to believe a press release from 2015. I'm going to believe what he may not have been perfect, but the old president, John Smedley, old president of SOE, he may not have been perfect, but he was a big proponent of EverQuest Next, and he at least was gamer-centric. He may not have been perfect, but he had a little integrity. That's why he left a couple months after the company was bought, but whatever. Fired or left, whichever, doesn't matter. Point is, he came right out and said, I am proud to announce that we've been bought by Columbus Nova. So when they say, no, 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 don't believe back then, are you saying that John Smedley is a liar? Apparently, that is the case. It's like they're trying to, as somebody on, I believe it was either Twitter, one of the massively people on Twitter, possibly Sip, I can't remember for sure, because I don't have the tweet in front of me, or maybe it was on one of their articles, basically saying that they're trying to gaslight everybody. Basically trying to say that we are the ones that remember wrong. Dude, it's the internet. There's millions and millions of copies of things they said before. So we don't remember wrong. You're saying the internet doesn't remember right? You're not doing gaslighting right, son. That's not how it works.
Well, I'm looking at something here, and they've got a Twitter user, at MSandersonD. His research shows that Epstein does not own 100% of Daybreak.
Uh-huh. Epstein being the person that Daybreak keeps claiming is the owner of the company.
Right.
The sole owner.
Well, the 2016 tax filings show is that, Inception Acquisitions. Sorry, I'm having trouble getting this to be, you know, big enough where I can read it. It shows that,
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Sony still owns 10% of it.
Right.
And, but
also, it also says that, confusingly, it also lists Inception Acquisition as 100% owner before that. So, did somebody lie on their taxes? I wonder if the IRS or Treasury is going to look at that.
Well, and on the 26th, they deleted their 2015 privacy policy referring to Columbus Nova as its parent company.
Yes, they're trying to remove any mention of the company from any of their websites. But
it's kind of like, we're fucked. Burn it all.
People have screenshots. And you know, the sad thing is, you go to Google, Right? I'll do that right now.
Miscommunication.
And you just do a...
3 years of press releases listed as miscommunication.
Oh, what was the name of the company?
That's probably the most ham-fisted way of handling this.
So Daybreak Games is the URL, right, for Daybreak.
Right.
Right, so all you got to do is go copy, and then you go, let's see. You look for...
Is it wrong to be so entertained by this?
Go to Columbus Nova. Oh, you Google Columbus Nova, then advanced search, if I remember right. And site or domain you put in, you want to look for it on Daybreak Games. Advanced search. And it starts bringing up the very first thing from Daybreak Games' forums. Columbus Nova not in charge of Daybreak? The second option on Google. Right now, after all their cleansing, in big bold letters, Columbus Nova acquires Sony Online Entertainment. Because the internet remembers. Then you've got forum hits. And basically it goes into various, you know, people looking into the story from, you know, off of the forums. But the point is that they can edit their website all they like. Google fucking never forgets. And it's just a simple Columbus Nova site colon HTTPS, you know, all that, daybreakgames.com. Just that simple of a freaking search. And you find everything. Every mention of Columbus Nova that's ever been on their page. Worse yet, you've got the Internet Archive.
Oh, yeah.
Throw up the Internet Archive. Wayback Machine. Throw up Daybreak Games. And it does a little searching. And you can go back. They have it easily all the way back. Oh, you can choose by year. That you can go all the way back to 2015. Because that's when the company started, obviously.
Right.
And the very first post looks like it was February 5th, 2015, according to this. Click on that. And what do we have? Oh, it says that's just the domain was no longer parked by GoDaddy. So we go back. And how about the 19th? This probably isn't anything either, because it's blue. Probably a no content. Yeah, it was like there was something was going to be put there, but it's not there now. First green thing is on March 24th. It's when the Snapchat was taken of. No, that's not coming up with anything. How about we go with the first one that's actually got hits? And that is, it's a larger circle. That is April 28th. They set it to a 301 response crawl time, redirecting to home. Okay. 29th. Yep, same thing. Now, see, the thing is that you can mess with the crawlers and screw with the Wayback Machine. At least Google never forgets. Yeah, it appears that these have all been trashed.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of big hits. Oh, green indicates redirect, so it's the blue ones you want to hit.
Okay. Remember, I'm not as tech-savvy, so...
Oh, I know. This is just messing with Wayback Machine. I'm just trying to... I'm just going to jump ahead a few months to October, see if anything comes up there. It looks like they may have... Yeah, they've done a redirect that's killing everything from their old stuff. So they're choking out the Wayback Machine. But like I said, Google is literally all you need. And they can't stop that. It's there. It ain't going anywhere. Oh, if they can make it to where if you click on the thing, it'll come back to, that's no longer here anymore. But if you have that URL, you can then throw that into the Wayback Machine, and it will have a screenshot somewhere for it. They can't hide all the times a big website like that has been crawled. It gets crawled daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's... What the hell's wrong with you, Daybreak? Really, seriously? Who thinks this is a good idea at any point ever?
Well, if it's your only option, we're screwed. We're about to get, you know, completely, you know, raped by the government. Well, they're going to do everything they can to try and avoid losing all their assets.
But is it that their only option, though? I mean, obviously, we've seen some officers who have gone, yeah, you know what? See ya. I'm out. And you could have had some that have gone, hey, we are, you know, we're owned by this dude, this, you know, through shady, essentially freaking shell companies, effectively. You know, this company owns that company, owns that company. I'm surprised they're not registered out of the Bermuda or something. But the point is, if you got shady stuff going on like this, why isn't the upper management of Daybreak going, hey, knock, 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 Mr. Treasury Agent, I haven't done anything wrong, but I would be perfectly happy to help you just so that this company isn't destroyed. It wasn't our fault that we got tied in on all this.
Well, and you'd think that, you know, the government would be like, okay, work with us. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
At least you've got a chance. Otherwise, you're nothing more than assets.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though. At least if they had just, you know, divested themselves. Now, I mean, yes, it would mean the destruction of Daybreak. Sure. But if they had gone, look, fire sale, bitches. We've got EverQuest. We've got EverQuest Online. I mean, EverQuest 2. We've got H1Z1. We've got several, small game development companies that are under our umbrella. Everything must go. And worked out something to sell them and throw those assets at Treasury or Justice or whoever. Let's just say Treasury.
Yeah.
That'd have been fine. But apparently I would assume, although this is very Sony Online Entertainment in its stupidity, I would assume somebody up above is saying, no, you gotta throw fake news around. You gotta throw, you know, do some gaslighting and whatnot. That works on Americans. They're stupid. Yeah.
Well,
do that.
Kinda
it'll
does.
Work for us and it'll buy us time. Dude, you don't got time. You've got till June. So,
just over a month.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I never really got into EverQuest 2. I tried, but I just wasn't having fun with it. So, yeah. I just, you know, I hope that Standing Stone Games is on the up and up. And I have faith in them. I would love to see them go, hey, yeah, we have a new publisher. We're self-publishing, or we've hooked up with Blizzard, or we've hooked up with, God forbid, EA, or, you know, somebody else. And we are now not connected with Daybreak anymore. Would love to see that, because Daybreak ain't going to exist much longer, I don't think. I could be wrong. I'm no expert, but things don't look good.
No, right now it looks like they're holding a grenade and they've got the pin almost completely pulled out.
Yeah,
it's gonna go boom.
Things are not looking good when it comes to poor old SOE.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so we should probably close on that. Do you have anything else in regards to it, or?
Well, the only real thing that I feel bad about this whole thing, because I'm not a Sony fan, you know, the Sony Online Entertainment or Daybreak or anything else. I liked a couple titles that I thought were going to come out but didn't.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern is all these people who are losing their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, the company's being treated as an asset to be seized, and nobody gives a care about the 70 to 100 people who have lost their livelihood.
And you know there's going to be more to come.
Oh, yeah. So, that sucks.
Yeah, hopefully they will come out on top eventually, but
we'll see. I just hope they get picked up by another company and can keep going.
Oh, sure, or form their own companies. Hell, pull a Standing Stone Games. Maybe the EverQuest and EverQuest 2 teams band together, form EverQuest LLC, and go off and take the... Yeah, they can pool their money, buy the property, get a publisher that helps them out with that. Let's say Blizzard. And boom, they're off doing their own thing, and those games are saved.
Yeah.
Maybe they can even buy the assets for EverQuest next and continue to develop it. Wouldn't that be a fine thing?
Yeah, it would, actually.
Not bloody likely, because I don't... If something simple like that was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Instead of, let's spend days trying to edit Wikipedia and hide everything off of our website about Columbus Nova.
That's because some people just aren't smart.
Yeah, it's a sad day. Anyway, so till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.